At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. PECO's unionized workforce voted to authorize a strike over the weekend, saying the company isn't bargaining in good faith. The 1,500-member workforce that includes linemen, gas technicians, and call center employees have been working without a contract since April. IBEW Local 614 says sticking points include wages, health care, and retirement benefits. Kevin Costa is a gas technician with PECO who spoke at a union rally this weekend.
PECO cannot run without us, and they know it, we know it. Last year, the company's profits soared by 50%. They have the resources. What they seem to lack is the willingness. We are ready, we are united, and we will not settle for less than what we deserve.
The vote to authorize a strike is a strategy to ramp up pressure on the company. The workers won't walk until union leadership calls for it. PECO says it's bargaining in good faith and has a plan in place to keep operating should a strike occur. A portion of Newark was under a curfew last night after a series of intense clashes between protesters and police at an immigrant detention facility called Delaney Hall. Pictures and videos over the weekend showed protesters fighting over barricades as police used riot shields to push them back. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker appeared on NPR's Morning Edition today. He says blaming political sides for the violence outside the facility distracts from the core issues, concerns over conditions inside the detention center, and alleged mistreatment of detainees.
We have a moral urgency, a moral stain on our state, which is this facility that is doing unconscionable things within our community.
Demonstrations began earlier this month after advocates said detainees inside launched a hunger strike over poor conditions at the 1,000-bed facility. Governor Mikey Sherrill has supported peaceful protests but condemned out-of-state agitators associated with chaos outside the facility. Five people from out-of-state and one person from New Jersey were arrested Friday night. Right now in Philadelphia, absolutely gorgeous outside, blue skies, a few clouds, and temperatures hovering at about 77 degrees. We're expecting patchy clouds for the rest of the day with temperatures slowly getting into the low 70s by about 6 o'clock.